everyone. Welcome to this very special Thanksgiving episode of Sex with Emily. We are talking about how gratitude and appreciation, not only on Thanksgiving, but gratitude and appreciation in your life and towards your partner will definitely strengthen your relationship and help it grow. And I'm going to tell you how on this episode of Sex with Emily.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, which, oh my God, this is the week that you have to go because it's so exciting. It's the holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I'm grateful for all of you. We're going to get into that. Tonight's show is about how gratitude will really... What is that noise, Anderson?
It's a turkey, man.
Oh, it's a turkey. I didn't even get that was a turkey.
Because you just eat them. You don't hear them before they die.
Oh, now I'm not going to eat that turkey this year. Thank you for nothing. Oh, dude, that's not a turkey, is it?
It's absolutely a turkey.
That is a turkey. You're right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Em.
I'm grateful for you.
And I'm grateful for you.
And this is also, we're going to get into that because here's the thing. One of the biggest complaints from couples who are in relationships or just people in life, like at work, Anderson says this all the time, they don't feel appreciated for what they do. They don't feel grat, and they don't express also other people gratitude towards their partner in work and in life. And a lot of us just feel that we go through life and we don't feel appreciated and we don't feel grateful sometimes. And it goes both ways. No one's perfect, but in a relationship, it's so important. Or even with your friends or someone you're dating or even somebody one night stand with, you know, being grateful and appreciative is important all around. And we're going to give you some tips and tricks to, you know, improve it because it'll help your relationship.
Are you going to tell us how to be grateful to one night stands? Because that's something I could have known to deal with.
Be really grateful, but don't be a douchebag at the end of it and be like, I'm never going to call you. Just be like, or be you know what you do? Be, that was a really fun night. My intentions are right now. I'm not actually looking for a girlfriend, but I had a great time. So don't let her sit around and obsess about you and like, is he going to call? Just like, let it be known. That's a way to be respectful towards your one night stand, don't you think?
Yeah.
Be honest with your intentions.
I was always like really uncomfortable and like, I've had like lunch, like literally 2 years later. Because I've made like a friendship like out of the one-night stand because I felt bad. Yeah.
Wait, you made a friendship out of him right after?
A couple times, yeah. I got, you know, we want to talk for a while, but then just like phone conversations, then I'd be like their friends. And
that's cool.
And no, because they weren't people that I wanted to see in the morning.
Like them. You just felt guilty. So 2 years, that's odd. So you know how you could have saved yourself. You could have been clear with your intentions. But the problem is, I suppose, is that often, or tell me this, Anderson, when does the one-night stand bell go off? When is it like, I know this is a one-night stand? And I know that it isn't because is it that the reason why maybe you don't know how to end it because you're not sure if you'll see him again or by the time it ends, you're pretty sure?
By the time I'm like sobering up usually.
So it's always just a drunken one night stand?
A lot of the time, yeah.
But what if it's a drunken?
Or like if she's like doing things with me in the backseat of like my friend's car, like when I'm not even asking for it, like on, you know, and I just met her that night. It's like, oh, okay. So I'm not going to see this girl hopefully after tonight.
What? Because she's...
Because she's a little too...
aggressive. Yeah, yeah. So girls should not be that forthcoming on the date.
Absolutely
I met with
not.
Many men. Now, a lot of people have slept with women, men, on the first date and get married. And I don't advocate it just because...
You just don't advocate marriage.
I don't advocate marriage.
For
no, yourself. I just think that it's always better. People always ask me, like, what's your, you know, thing about, is there, how many dates should you wait or whatever? No, there's no rules. I'm not saying you should wait 3 dates before you sleep with someone. But I think that when you do have sex with someone too soon, it becomes a sexual relationship right away if they ever call you back. That goes for men and women. But it's better to get to know somebody. And then you like, and the best part about sex, as we know, is the anticipation and the buildup.
The anticipation.
So why not make that last, get to know that person because you have sex on the first date, then it becomes a whole sexual thing. And then you don't really get to know them.
Every now and again, though, there is that immediate connection. And like, that's you true. Feel like you've known the person for years after the first hour of meeting them.
But do you really need to bone that first night, though? Can't you just feel her boobs or something?
Right. Can't you just pinch the boobs?
Can't you just like, you know. rub her over her panties or dry hump.
You just light a candle and massage her down.
I'm not telling these people. You know, my guy friends are like, I got laid by your candle last night. I'm like, I know, it smells amazing, and you got laid.
Suggesting they bang the candle, or they
They get laid because they light the candles, and he's like, look at my friend Emily made this really cool candle, and then they like, here, feel it, because you just like, I use it. Oh, here's the other thing, I use it every single night. We blow it out. I light it when I'm getting ready for bed. Blow it out, and I pour it on my body as a moisturizer because it's coconut oil and soybean oil and all natural, and it's moisturizing. So I don't have a goddamn person masturbate.
To massage
you. To massage every night, or to massage me many nights. Okay, let's just say this. Most nights I don't, but I use it every day, and I smell and feel amazing and soft.
I just light it, like three or four of them. I put them on my windowsill, and women just come over.
They do?
They smell it, yeah, like down the street. Like the fat guy in the cartoons with the bacon.
Oh, but they do. Everything's bacon. They just
float in. I hate bacon. No, let's move on.
There's like bacon condoms. Okay, here's the thing. So
bacon condoms?
Oh, yeah, there's bacon lube. And you know that there are awkward questions also coming up over the Thanksgiving holidays when you go home. Like, or what are you doing?
I'm splitting it with the two crazy families, my wife's and my own, yeah.
Is that, you like them? Good times?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of insanity.
Okay. I get it. You know, the in-laws. But there are some awkward questions like, why are you still, you know, who are you dating? Why are you still single?
Why isn't that a baby?
Right. That's the worst. Do you get asked that question? You must get asked that all the time.
My friends, my parents and in-laws don't bother me at all.
That's
but
good,
my friends.
I know. I think that that's a really bad question to ask someone. No one wants, okay, I don't know anybody who wants to be asked that question, who's trying to have a kid or is not, because they don't know when they're having it. They're going to figure it out when they do, and they don't want goddamn pressure, because all my friends who are married without kids complain about the same thing. So there's a tip for you guys on Thanksgiving dinner.
Or like if you have a pushy mom-in-law, just be like,
is
hey, well,
pushy?
She keep, no, my mom-in-law is not, but you could say, hey, I've gotten your daughter pregnant three or four times. She keeps aborting. It's not my fault.
Exactly. That's a good one. That's a great one. That would be a great conversation for Thanksgiving. My family one time at Thanksgiving dinner, my brother whipped out the Kim Kardashian sex video, like at dessert. Is that inappropriate?
Well, like on his phone or
yeah, like
popped
on his
in a DVD?
He was like, no. It was when it came out. He's like, oh, check out. Have you guys seen the Kim Kardashian? My family's so.
And did everyone crowd around?
Yeah. It was kind of funny.
That is such a typical sex with Emily Thanksgiving family.
I know, but it's not because my family's all sex crazy. I just had that flashback. But usually I go home to Michigan. This year I'm not. But I.
Good, because last time you went to Michigan, you almost died.
Right.
So don't do that.
I won't do that again. Exactly. So, yeah. So it could be awkward. So good luck to everybody about that. And just be yourself. Be open and have a good time. Relax. Thanksgiving is time to be grateful and happy. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, because you should. And Instagram. I know that you all are – everyone's on Instagram. Like, that's the thing. So if you're on Instagram and you like me and you like listen to me, don't you think that my Instagram, @sexwithemily, is awesome as well? And I'll have pictures and funny things that will make you laugh and think about funny things that have to do with sex sometimes in relationships. You should do that. And Twitter, @sexwithemily. Okay, so here's the first thing. Today's show, like I said, we will be talking about appreciation and gratitude. Get to some of your emails if we can. But first, I wanted to say that Thanksgiving is a very important time of year. Because we really do stop and we are grateful for what we have in our lives. Because honestly, we have a lot of gifts and blessings. We do, right? Anderson, like you and I, we sit around, we're like, this is hard and that is hard. But it's important to like, you know, we're lucky, we're here, we're healthy, we're happy.
You got to appreciate what you got, put things in perspective.
You got to, right? We have so many wonderful gifts in our lives. And so that's why like with my meditation that I'm doing now twice a day, I always have 3 minutes of gratitude at the end where I'm grateful for things. And it just makes life a lot better. So I have to say happy Thanksgiving to my listeners. I'm very grateful for all of you, really, for listening and for supporting the show and being a fan. And I could cry.
Don't cry, please. It's getting uncomfortable here. I just learned today, actually, that it was a lady. I can't remember her name, but she was actually the one that petitioned the White House for Thanksgiving to be held every year. And it was kind of in an effort to heal the wounds of the Civil War. And it was Lincoln, President Lincoln, that put it into law. Back then, there was only a couple national holidays. It was George Washington's birthday and Thanksgiving, I believe.
Wow.
It might have been one other one that
and
slipped in my
to,
mind.
And it was for the Civil War? To, like,
it was shortly after the Civil War, and there was still a lot of strife. And she wanted to create a holiday that's just about people getting together.
Yeah.
And being thankful for what they have.
Exactly. Because we all, you know, our mind, you know, we tend to go a lot of times, and this is the way we're wired to go towards what's bad or what's wrong. And I think a lot of humans, we sort of suffer with that fact that our mind just has that, you know, that way of going, what is it called? Like just the negative
Easy to get in that negative hole.
No,
yeah,
but like it's a Buddha said, like there's a universal law of suffering. So we all suffer in some way. We all do. But, you know, as long as we can just, you know, try to be grateful and happy, or, you know, happy is a challenge sometimes, but be grateful for what we have. So I'm thankful for many things. And I just wanted to say that I am, like I said, thankful for my listeners, because it's been a lot. It's almost 10 years. Like I have to do like an anniversary show or something. But I'm thankful that I actually got to have a career doing what I love, like actually make a living and paying my rent.
You deserve it. You work really super hard.
10 years.
A lot of it involves like pleasure and sticking things inside yourself, but you work very hard.
I do work hard. And it's because, and actually it was like following your dreams. It was an idea that I had about helping myself, really, which is something I'm writing about right now, but how it got started for Glamour. I have a column on Glamour, by the way, on Sundays. But it's talking about how I started the show. One of the reasons it inspired me was because everyone kept talking about what great sex they were having all the time, having the best sex of my life. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? So, I mean, you guys, I don't know if you know the whole beginning story, but that's how I started the podcast, because I was like, I don't think I've had the best sex. And I don't think that everyone even knows what good sex is. And then relationships and the whole thing. So it was hard and it was a long road. It's probably been about, you know, seven. I think it wasn't make any money for the last few years, until the last few years. So it was hard and I had to give up a lot, but because I love you all and I love doing it, and it all happened. So stick to your dreams is what I got to say. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J, and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out, so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. And I ask people for advice more often, who know things more than you do. Okay, I'm thankful for the perks of my job, because I get to meet and learn from so many interesting people and guests. We have good guests on the show. People with like alternative lifestyles, sex experts, occasional porn star. Whoever. Okay. Who was your favorite guest? Who's your favorite guest? Who'd you learn from?
I like that guy that you had on a couple weeks ago.
He was awesome. Yeah. David Lay.
Yeah.
The myth of sex addiction.
Yeah.
He was amazing.
Because I was worried inspiring. About that. I thought he was going to come in here and go, hey, man, you know, it's not an addiction, man. And like fight with Dr. Drew when he came in here later. Right. I was like uncomfortable
this
and worried.
Be like, me too.
And he kind of ignored me in the hall when I walked by. He was just talking to you. So I didn't like him. I hated him. And then within, you know, first 10 minutes of the show, I'm like, this guy's awesome.
Yeah,
I like the guy a lot.
He just turned right on. He was great. Oh my God, that was a great show. Go check it out. David Lay, L-E-Y. Another perk is, okay, so yeah, I get to meet all these people and it's inspiring. We get a lot of, another perk of course is that I get, like my job is all about pleasure. Like I can experience pleasure, so I can teach you how to experience pleasure, and it's reciprocal, because the reason why I wanted to, you know, again, do this is to help everyone have better sex, which is like the best thing in the world is sex, really, truly. What else is there? And I get sex toys, lubricants, every other sex product. Like you should see my office right now. Peugeot, which is my new favorite lube, sent me $100. Like I can't walk through my office.
You bring some in?
What?
You bring some in?
Yeah, I did. Do you want a bottle?
Yeah.
Do you need some?
Why wouldn't I?
You're going to... Okay, I actually need you to test some of it and see what you think.
I use it on my tires. It makes my tires...
Dude, forget your tires.
Efficient for gas.
No, you can't freaking sail my really nice Peugeot lube. P-J-U-R lube. It's amazing. Check it. And no.
Helps me slide down the road.
Dude, that doesn't help me. So I test them all, you know, so you don't have to, because I only tell you about the ones we've tested and that I think are the best. Also, I'm thankful for my team. This is really what I'm most thankful for. And then we're going to get on with this stuff. It's a freaking I have a lot to say, but really,
this is really tough for me. This why? Because I think thank yous make me uncomfortable.
No, but I am so thankful for you, Anderson. You're so awesome. Like, I didn't know, we didn't know this would work. I'm like, hey, will you do the thing? And I love you, and you've been awesome, and you put in a lot of time.
You liked me before that, though.
I always liked you, but we'd never done like this together, and you've been awesome, and my audience loves you, and you just have great insights and advice, and you always show up, and you're cool, and you don't hate
thanks.
Me that. And for everyone that you hate and get mean to all the time, I feel like I'm at the bottom of that list if it ever does happen.
Yeah, you're right at the bottom. You're still on the list, but you're at the bottom.
I know, but I like that. Like, I know that I'm not the first person that you're going to hate, and I'm actually was so honored that you liked me, because I know you don't like most people, so thank you.
And you rip me off my couch from my wife once or twice a week, and it's really annoying having to leave my wife. But you would be the one of the very few people who I'd be actually excited to jump off the couch, leave my wife, and come work with. Because we always have a very good time.
Really good. In a good way, like not in a way that would make
totally
me feel
true.
Offensive. Got it. Thank you. Well, you're
awesome. I've been ripped off my couch by many people in this business, and did not enjoy it.
That is a very high compliment. Especially coming from you. I appreciate that. And also, I have to thank my team that is amazing. Again, I've been doing this for a long time. And God, it's 50. We've been going. I was going to get to the topic is that it's taken a long, right? I had interns. I've had amazing interns over the years. But like, I didn't really have like a staff that I could, again, it's a startup. I'm trying to do this thing. And now I feel like I have the most amazing team, Kimber and Madison, who you've met. Who have been on the show a little bit. Kimber hasn't yet, but they're just amazing. And I feel like the whole thing is just, this is going to be an amazing year for us because we are going to be doing so many things that are going to even blow your minds and our minds as well. So, and I want to thank my intern Ruby and Anderson and Rune who helps out with the show and Madness who does the show. And of course, my friends and family, you know, like that. I was going to get into all these things about sex, but I don't know where
thank you for the clitoris.
Thank you for the clitoris. And thank you for
the testes. Thank you, God, for the testes.
No, I was just going to say this really quickly, is that things in life, I wasn't going to go on that long, is that sex is something that we should all be thankful for because sex gives you orgasms. I'm going to do it quickly. Sex makes you happy. This is if you're not having sex. Here's the thing. The brain releases all these feel-good chemicals like endorphins and serotonin and dopamine. And when you've decreased stress, because we're all fucking stressed, you're like, oh, this is a good day. So have more sex. Sex burns calories, so you don't have to go to the gym. 200, it's like a treadmill. Okay,
careful,
you still have to go to the
gym. Careful,
I'm kidding. Go to the goddamn gym.
Don't drink that water in the mic. What are you doing? You're drinking in the mic. Stop it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I can't cut myself off here. Can I?
Continue, and then we'll come. We'll circle
there's a
back.
Reason why we just did that. Okay, so it makes you happy. It does. It's like Prozac, but you're just having sex. Okay, burns calories, like running on the treadmill or something. You can have like an extra piece of pumpkin pie because you just had really good sex. Helps you fall asleep. Everyone takes friggin' sleeping pills. Who does not have a sleep problem? Raise your hand. Nobody, right? You probably do. You don't have to talk about it.
I take pills.
Right, exactly. So if you have sex, it helps you fall asleep. So you're probably thinking it's like your computer screen or there's something else, collective stress in the universe why people can't sleep. But when you have sex, don't you fall asleep more readily?
Yeah, and you don't like it. Oh, not that. That sounds wrong. That sounded
I
wrong.
I don't like what?
But you don't like it when guys have fall asleep right afterwards because you want cuddle time.
I just need about 10 minutes of cuddle time.
If you can cuddle asleep, while falling asleep.
Yes, absolutely. I don't want to stay up and talk. I just want to cuddle for 8 to 10 minutes. Sex gives us something to talk about with our friends, especially women. Like, what would you do in your free time? I think, like, you know, if we're not thinking about, like, what, like, girls are thinking, like, Zac Efron looks like naked. Not that I do that, but my friends and I talk about sex and relationships, and we talk about, like, what would you do? How do you orgasm?
What's the first question you ask? Like, when you find out, like, a good friend of yours is hooking up with a new dude, you kind of, like, know who of the guy.
Right.
And you know that they had sex last night. What's the first question you ask?
Okay, this is how it goes down. This just happened to me yesterday. I'm like, okay, so how's sex? She's like, it's really good. I'm like, do you have an orgasm? She's like, well, yeah, I actually always orgasm. I orgasm really easily. I'm like, oh, okay. You bitch. That's cool. And then she said that he was very generous, which means that he performed oral sex on her and she really liked it. And she said that she liked his penis. I think his penis, she said that. And she said it was really hot and he was really sweet and she liked him. It was good sex.
So penis was third. It took you three things
to
get to the penis.
Only if there's a penis problem, I would say, or like a remarkable penis does it come up. It depends which friend I'm talking to.
What is remarkable?
You know, like, oh my God, it was the biggest penis. It was black as big. It was the biggest penis I've ever seen. Or it was a curved shaped weird penis. Or he wasn't circumcised. Not that that's a big deal. Or he didn't have condom. I don't know.
If it wasn't run of the mill. Right.
Yeah, something wrong. It had strange rash all over it. No, it
smelled like cheese.
Right, it smelled like cheese. That was weird. Okay, so the penis, no, didn't. But that's what I ask him. I mean, it's my best friend. Like, how's the penis? Yeah. No, that's usually what I ask. Like, was it good? Was it whatever? But a lot of times the first time you have sex with someone is not always the best. It can only get better. Also, sex is usually free. That's one of the things I'm grateful for, unless you pay for it online. Or
usually.
Prostate.
I like people that
you
usually.
You probably shouldn't pay for it anywhere. Okay, so I wanted to talk about, which I am already, how to appreciate your partner.
We're not going to talk about the water?
Okay, back up. So when I get to emails, I had a listener. So I get, you know, you all email me, which I love, feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can send all your relationship and sex questions, and I try to answer them on my show. If it's, you know, a lot of times your questions might have been answered before. You could definitely Google that on my site. But the point is, like, and sometimes people just want to tell me what they like about the show or what they don't like or whatever. I'm open. So I got an email from a listener today. And she said, I will skip down to the email portion of the show. She said to me, hi, I love, love, love you and your podcast, but I can't stand when you take a drink of water on the show. It drives me effing crazy. Just had to say, Mackenzie.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
So I realized that I get really, first of all, I'm a thirsty person. I don't know what it is. I talk a lot. And so there is something called a cough button in radio. And whenever I have a guest come in, I'm like, there's the cough button. However, and I use it during Loveline. I use it all the time. But for some reason in this chair at the Loveline studio that I'm in, I didn't know that the cough button was right in front of me and not right next to me on the table where it usually is. So I came in tonight and I said, Anderson, I got an email. She's pissed that I do it. And I know it's annoying because I do it. And normally I'm trying, where's the goddamn cough button? And then I looked and it was right in front of me.
I love how she started off with the I love, 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 though.
She's like, but I see, and I love, love, love that. I love you.
And then you're just
Mackenzie.
Waiting for the other shoe to drop, which is the butt, which but you know is inevitably going to be there. And then there, did she put a comma before the butt at least?
No.
Okay. Then she's, let's not drink right into that microphone for her. Here you go, Mackenzie.
I just did it for you, Mackenzie. I'm going to start using the cough button.
You just use, and then now just to let the listeners know, the cough button, all it does is just kill her mic. And unplugging the mic would do the exact same thing, as well as just turning off the mic, which is the exact same thing, which is right in front of her.
The cough is like
But you can do it with just turning off the microphone, too.
Dude, there's whatever. No, so no, what I want to say is I love Mackenzie. Here's the thing. If you like my show, but there's one thing that drives you crazy, you're like, okay, I hate when you say you're going to cover something that you don't, or you ramble, or you cut off your guest. These are things that people have complained about. You talk too fast. You cut off your guest. I don't care. Most, I'd say 99.9% things are positive. However, I might not agree with you. I'm open to feedback. So I don't care. I'm confident enough. I know people. So if there is something that you think could help improve the show, might not agree.
Careful.
Or that you're like, God, I can't listen to her anymore with the blah, do whatever. It might be, I might take it under advisement or I might tell you to fuck off. Just kidding. I would never do that. I'm too nice.
You are. You'll have one of your interns do it for you.
Yeah, they'll do it. They're actually, hopefully, I'm going to train them to be the mean bad cops. Yeah, because I'm too nice. Here we go. So appreciate, where the hell was I?
Appreciating your partner.
Okay, so I don't remember. You made me talk about water. Appreciation is something that a lot of people, like I said, couples who are together for other, like they don't feel appreciated. And I think in very different ways, men and women don't feel appreciated. So do you ever feel like in your either your current relationship or past that you feel that's a familiar feeling that you can identify with, that you just don't feel appreciated?
Yeah, for sure. But at the same time, I've been like extra appreciated by people who were not right for me. And they're like so goddamn codependent that that's one of the reasons why the relationship was bad to begin with, because they were always doting on me and filling their entire life with like what I was and what I was about and didn't have any. Never mind. I'm going down a different road.
No, but that's unhealthy as well.
Right. So it can be good and bad.
Right. So you need a healthy, like everything in life. You need
but,
a balance.
Yeah. I've been, you know, underappreciated, and I feel like in my current relationship, and we talk about it.
So can you give me an example? Or like, just like you can make up like.
Like I'm always getting the food and making sure that, you know, like we'll be at home and she's hungry and I'll go out and get food just for her. And like, that's never happened for me. Something like that.
I see. Okay. So that makes total sense. And but when you come back with the food, she says, thank you.
Oh yeah. She always says thank you. And usually I get to watch whatever I want after that for at least a half hour while she's eating, that kind of thing.
Got it. So
I'm making it sound like our entire relationship exists on the couch. We do tons of stuff.
I have sex on the couch, but Anderson, but what I'm curious is that is the kind of thing that could fester for so long.
It does. And I'm like a chick too. It always comes up when we get in fights.
Right. So did you ever, and then have you said to her, babe, hey, it'd be so cool if one time you could just offer.
Yeah.
And then did she get upset about that? Was she like, I thought you liked to do that?
Usually when we get in fights, I'm like, I'm not doing it anymore. And then like, I'll go maybe 2 days without doing it. But I love to do it.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
You love to do it. That's what I'm asking you. So in her mind, she'd be like, Anderson loves getting out of the house. So it's just that you want her to offer, or would you like her to do something else for you? I'm just wondering.
I think I just pick fights.
Really?
I pick fights sometimes, yeah.
But you don't really, you wouldn't like it if she got up and went to Subway for you.
I'd feel guilty the whole time she was gone.
Okay, so this is
like a weird genetic thing,
dude,
I think.
This is,
yeah.
Okay, so, but how would you, okay, I get it. Appreciate it.
But
so,
we got off the topic of appreciation. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, but you're saying you'd like to feel appreciated. What if she, but she does say thank you. So you've got a whole other issue going on. No, but I get what you're saying. But do you know how you need to be?
Yeah, she's very appreciative. I feel guilty even bringing any of this up.
Do you? No, I get it. That's a whole other issue. But do you feel like you appreciate her?
Yeah. I'm kind of forced to, because every time anyone meets her, like my friends meet her, they're always like, I don't understand why she's with you. Why is she? She's so much better than you. That's
right.
What I always hear. So, yes, I definitely appreciate.
Right. Okay. But that makes her feel good because other people kind of – that's what I was going to say, is that a lot of people like to be validated. Compliments make people feel really good. And women and men, I think some guys either they don't – like, do you like getting compliments, Anderson, or do they
– It makes me uncomfortable.
But okay, here's my question for you. I know that compliments make men uncomfortable, but does it make you uncomfortable but you'd rather get them than not get them?
I'd rather hear about them secondhand.
It's
like,
more
hey, this person said this about you. Oh, cool.
Okay. So I think that's true. Or maybe
if someone looks me in the eye and says, I really appreciate you, it makes me, I get very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Okay. So it's an intimacy issue. So, okay. So here's my question. So,
you should see her. She's like sizing me up. She thinks
so
she's like making
headway. But no,
headway.
I think a lot of men feel uncomfortable by it too. And it's probably because of intimacy. Because I know that women, we love to be complimented, told that we look hot or pretty or we need something special.
But at the same time, careful, because just last week you were saying never use that as a pickup line because they always hear that.
No, I'm talking about in a relationship.
Right, right.
Don't use it as a pickup line unless you're really – no, I'm kidding. Don't use a pickup line. But with your partner, I think that women a lot are in relationships where they don't feel sexy or beautiful to their partner. And the partner's thinking, oh, she knows I think she's hot. But if you're thinking it, just say it or like your haircut or something. Because women, we do a lot of crap that you guys don't have to do to look
a
as
lot
beautiful
goes
as
into
we
it.
Do.
Yeah.
So if you recognize it or appreciate it, we appreciate it too. So, but for men, compliments, I hear what you're saying. So what I'm saying is like, what if you guys were out to dinner, right? And like the four of you with like another couple. And how about this compliment? Like there's a, she says, even your wife or says at the table, oh my God, Anderson got like the, did the cool, his film just got it, which it did, just got into two film festivals. How cool is that? Like, would that make you feel better? Because I think men kind of like public appreciation. Like, do you think that that would make you feel better? Would that make you uncomfortable? Or would that make you feel good?
Initially, it would make me uncomfortable.
But
and then
there
if it went to actually logical questions and I could actually speak to
but
it.
But there was other people around to witness what you had just done as well. I feel
possibly
that men like to have that affirmation kind of more in public sometimes. As a, you know, just more of a like, it's like they have that validation. It makes them feel like a man. I don't know. If you're wrong, but I think I'm not wrong because I'm never wrong. Okay, so no, I'm wrong a lot. So here's the thing. So no matter what you do, big or small, reinforce the positive acts and you'll get more in return. So just say thank you. You know, they walk the dog for you or they took you on a vacation away. You know, there's a lot of couples who like they never appreciate me. I don't feel thankful. Also, you have to listen, okay? Listening is a great tool for couples. And I think that you might think that you're listening, but this goes for men and for women. And there's something to be said about having your partner's undivided attention. Like when they put down their cell phone, they put down their iPad and they're like, hey, babe, what do you need from me right now? I'm here to listen. Even if it's 10 minutes in the morning or you need it 10 minutes after work and you just want them to listen and you both need to vent and you need to connect and it can be intimate. But your partner always seems distracted and they're not really listening to you. It makes us, you know, feel unvalued and unimportant and not special. So if you do pay attention to them, they feel the opposite. They feel valued, they important, prioritized, and special. So stop what you're doing and try to connect with your partner like even 5-10 minutes a day. Mm.
She's using her cough button, everyone, to drink her
I'm
water.
I'm going to get trained. So for men, here's the thing for men. So you know it's typical that when a woman opens up to a man about things, like maybe I came in from work and had a bad day. Probably had this happen with your partner and she's like, honey, this and that. And maybe it's even something you've heard before. My boss was such a jerk and then this thing happened and I might not get this raise, but I tried and this other bitch next to me wants me. You know what I mean? Women go on sometimes about things.
Oh, yeah.
I've
dated those. They're
right?
Hard.
Or don't just when a woman has a thing. And men naturally or preternaturally are fixers. You just want to fix it. Like,
yeah, and you guys
babe,
don't want to hear a
no
solution. You so just want to unload.
Exactly. So they want to help you in distress. Like that's part of being a man. It's your biology. It's how you're wired. But a lot of times we don't want that solution. We just want to process. So that's how we want you to listen. Just process with us. Babe, I'm so sorry. That sounds really hard. That sounds like it sucks. Even if you're like, I've heard this 8 times. And then in another moment in time, we'll be like, you know what you should do about that thing? But in that moment,
not in the moment. It's really frustrating as a guy. I can tell you. It's like watching you guys do a crossword puzzle. And you're like, it's 7 across. And it's like a president's name and a word for a penis. And I don't know what it is. And like, we know it's Johnson, but we're not allowed to tell you in that moment. Right, we have to just sit there and bite our tongue. It's tough.
I know, but you know, it makes it all flow.
It makes it all. It's just one of the little quirks.
You know what I'm saying? But this is what, and also I'm talking about like biology or like men you want to fit. Like it's just our women, we are naturally born conversationalists. We know, but even with our girlfriends, we communicate, we listen, we're not trying to, it's how we're wired. So that's what guys are learning.
You come to the same. We all come to the same conclusion, just at different times.
Exactly.
I guess. Yeah.
So for men, for women, when you have a problem and he offers advice, like even if though we told him not to, don't immediately object to him. You can listen to it, and you can also thank him for it. Make him feel like, you know, I so appreciate your opinion about that, because he just wants to fix it up. But then say, but I got to tell you a little bit more, and I would just appreciate it if you would listen. And I think everyone can who loves you can take that advice. Doesn't have to blow up into a whole thing. And the more you confront these things in the moment as they're happening, the more likely they're not going to fester and get angry like Anderson does. Like, why don't you get my goddamn Pizza Hut this time, bitch?
I would never get Pizza Hut. But she loves it, and I get it for her all the time.
Okay, fine.
You know what a really good compliment is?
What?
You look at your partner and you go, you know what? You're so lucky I don't care about looks. You're such a cool person. Looks don't even matter to me at all.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. How about like
I've said that a few times, but I was joking. Right. I think they knew that I was joking.
You think? If they never called you again.
You're lucky I don't care about looks.
Yeah, always throw in her looks if you can. Like, I've had guys who are like, I have the best. This guy was dating recently. Like, you are the coolest chick. Like, I have the best time with you that I've ever hung out with. You're so cool. But like, that felt good. But I'm like, but do you want to bang me? You know?
Well, this is before the bang.
No, it was after the bang.
Well, then yes, he wants to bang you.
I know, but he was talking about how fun I was, cool. And
oh, really? You take it that way? Because
no,
that's like the greatest compliment you can get.
I'm actually kind of kidding. No, it was awesome. Like he was like, I actually never want to hang out with anyone, but I want to hang out with you. No, it was really nice.
That's what he's saying is like, even if you were a dude, even if I didn't want to bang you, I'd want to hang out with you, which is a huge compliment.
Right. That's true. Okay. So I guess that was a compliment. I felt really good about it.
Don't guess. No.
It was. It felt really good. Okay. So here's the thing. So also here's another thing. This is huge. Greet your partner with enthusiasm. So when they walk to the door, instead of simply glancing up like, oh, it's you again, I see you every night, make it a deal. Like, hug them, kiss them, say hello, how was your day? And I know you think sometimes that can be impossible, you're in the middle of something. But, you know, you're happy that they're there. And even if you saw them 8 hours ago and talked to them the whole ride home, you know, it means something to touch.
It's that rhythm, it's that rut. You got to be careful.
Do you do that? Do you kiss each other like, hello?
Yeah. I get up, help, open the door, that kind of thing.
I'm
she's coming in the door. Okay,
she doesn't have keys?
Well, no, there's like she comes in through the backyard, so I see her coming across the grass, and I get up and open the door. Yeah, I even pause the hockey game a lot of the time.
You pause the hockey game?
I pause it. Yeah,
that's really sweet.
Turn it down.
Do you stop and ask her about her day, or do you go right back to the hockey?
I'm like, hey, how are you? And then I tell her the score, and I tell her to zip it up. It's time for a little hockey.
A lot of guys just want men to stop talking. Women want women to stop talking.
She's quiet. No, I'm lucky.
That's good.
But yeah, a lot of time. It's just unload time when people get home from work and they just want to like go right into all that. Yes. And
I know.
It's tough, but you got to just sit there and listen patiently.
That's how women sometimes want, and men, but and I know with guys who are just like me, but most of them aren't, but they want to talk about everything and process, you know. Okay. When we come back, I'm going to give you some more tips about that, about how you can make sure that you're doing the right things so you continue to have amazing sex this year. It's really, really easy stuff to do. Back to the show. What, Anderson? What do you want? What do you want from me for Christmas? In your stocking?
Bottle of booze.
I always get you booze.
I know you
is
do.
That
thank
booze
you very
that you
much.
Like?
Thank you. I like Crown. I like Jack Daniels. I like all whiskeys.
Crown's better, right?
Yeah, I'm Canadian.
I went to BevMo and the guy thought I was like had some learning disabilities or something because my knowledge of alcohol and like how old I am. Like I think he thought. Like, I don't know the difference between scotch and whiskey.
I don't.
Better.
I don't. And I'm probably an alcoholic in most doctor's books, and I don't know the difference. So okay, don't feel bad.
I felt really, like, ignorant about it. And I was like, well, I know wines. Like,
so you're such a sweet person. She just brought me in a big bottle of booze. Thank you for everything you do for me.
Grateful.
That's very sweet. What do you want from me? What do I get
for
you?
Oh, nothing. Oh, God, nothing.
A Bible? You need a Bible there in your life?
I probably should.
You need the Torah?
Do you think I should? No. Yes.
Want a Quran? You want
I
a Quran?
Need some more religion. I've, I, or some, no, I'm pretty spiritual. You know what I'm
spiritual.
I hate anyone who says they're spiritual is not spiritual.
Anyone who says they're sexual is not sexual too. No. I'm a very sexual person.
That's
no,
what I'm saying. You're like, a very I'm so funny. Person. What if you talk about how funny you are?
I am so funny. Everyone laughs behind my back all the time.
No, but that's you can't talk about it because then you're no, it's okay. So greet them with enthusiasm, which is important, and think about your partner every once in a while because we all have needs need to be met, which is why it's so important to be selfless and cater to your partner every once in a while. So do the things they love to do. Make their favorite meal. Put on a movie they like, even though you really wanted to watch the hockey game. You know, like if you really hate it, you hate it. Whatever, you can go with turn on your iPhone and start texting your friends. Little tiny sacrifices will make them feel like a king or queen for the day. So it's worth it to think like, when was the last time I made a little compromise that really isn't a big deal to me that would make my partner happy? Do you have an example? And also this extends to like, even people you're dating or in work or life, any little sacrifices you do that you think makes your partner happy?
Yeah, it's a constant. I mean, I'm one of those ones that I get happy by making other people happy, so it kind of comes naturally. But
right, because you're
also I got to get like creative because I have one of these strange people that doesn't. I'm married to a person who doesn't like to go out to eat.
Oh, at all. Oh, that's why you're always getting up.
Doesn't like to go see movies much either. So it's kind of like, what else do you
and
do?
And you're like in the movie business.
That's all I want to do is like see movies and go out to eat
what
to different restaurants.
Like, what does she like to do? She doesn't like to leave
the
house.
She likes to see. So it's forced me to like find. Now I'm lucky enough that we live like in the metropolis that is Los Angeles. So there's always something. We were both born and raised here, she and I. But there's still so many things we haven't seen. But I'm sure that most people listening to this, there's cool little things in your little town that you've never done.
Exactly.
We went on a tourist bus a couple weeks ago.
That's so fun.
And we got LA. Like, we got a tour of Hollywood. And we lived here. You know what I mean? But it was still cool.
That's really. Was that her idea? So she'd rather do things like that maybe, and you'd rather go to movies.
I'm much more traditional. I'd just like to try different little hole in the walls and this and that, like food and drink. But she doesn't drink.
And
she doesn't like food much.
Right.
Yeah, she eats fast food. So it's a challenge, but you find things.
But then every once in a while, you get the fast food. Every once in a while, you just think fun. Exactly. So it's not that – and you know this when you got together with this person. Or sometimes it's just – it doesn't have to be deal breakers that you can compromise. Also, participate in their life, like outside of your – like some thing, like outside of the shared interests. So – if it's like guys are so into fantasy football, which I find so boring, but whatever, I can try to pretend that I care. Or you can sit with them, you know, favorite video games, exotic cars, whatever. Ask your partner about it. Like, now, would you appreciate it? Do you ever feel, okay, you don't even talk about your wife, but like in past relationships that you like when the person you're dating shows interest in what you do?
Yeah, at least they have to have interest in something.
Right. But what about, what if they never asked you though, hey, Anderson, tell me about your podcast or listen to it. How would you feel?
That's
Anderson,
a little scary. Like,
so he's got After Disaster, which is a great podcast. Oh, also, sorry. Film Vault, amazing podcast. They both are about film. But what if you were dating, because this goes for dating. I'm just curious. And you were dating and she never said to you, so like, how'd you get into, you know, talking about film? Why do you love film?
Yeah, that'd be a little scary.
Would you be like, she doesn't care about me?
Yeah, like I'm just kind of a placeholder. Like she just needs like a guy in that position in her life and it doesn't really matter
because
who it is.
She's not making an effort to know more about you.
But like, she obviously doesn't care, right?
Well, or she just is self-involved and doesn't,
which
you know,
translates to I don't care about you because I only care about me.
Right, exactly. So I would say that typically though, even if you're in it, to continue to ask about those things too, right? But no, you're right. There are people who, like I know a lot of guys, well, it goes both ways.
But yeah, you know what? People are weird though too. Like I'll talk to people who have been working, like just, recently, I went to this restaurant. It was really cool. It was really old. It had been there forever. I asked the guy how long he'd worked there. He said like 5 years. I was asking some basic questions about the building. No idea. So sometimes people just don't think to ask questions about things
right.
that are around them, including
exactly.
their others.
But he probably appreciated that you were showing interest.
But he was just like, he was...
Well, that wasn't a good example. But
that was
a
terrible example.
But I'm saying... I mean, no, but I think that everyone likes the people who – I mean, I've always been someone who like grills people. I probably go overboard. I ask a lot of questions.
All right, here's a better example. I was dating a girl for probably 6 months, and I have a film strip tattooed on my arm, right? It goes around, and it looks a little bit like a snake. Some people think that. This girl, 5 months into the relationship, somebody talked about the film strip on my arm. We were out in public, and she goes, oh, that's what that is? I always thought it was just like bracelets or something. I'm like, huh.
She never asked about your tattoo?
She never asked about it. She just made an assumption, and it was a wrong assumption.
And then did you dump her or no?
We
not like that.
Banged for another couple weeks. And
right,
then
but
that
it's like taking interest. Like you put this thing on your body that you're going to have for the rest of your life. You just think that someone who wants to get to know you.
Like I knew her tramp stamp was a butterfly. I could tell.
That should be your first sign that she had a tramp stamp. But you know, did you ever talk about her stamp? Like when did you ever say? When
I
you
asked her
tattoo?
Why many times.
Really? Right. But she never asked about yours. It's just interesting. So you just want to listen. You just want to like give and take. And also like, you know, for women, like if there's something that your partner, for guys, that your partner is interested in that could seem trivial to you, just make the effort and ask anyway. We all want to feel like the person that we're with cares about all aspects of our life and that you are listening. Also, praise their accomplishments. I think that everyone has a deep-rooted need to be praised and feel like their efforts are recognized. And I think that a lot of people are withholding from that. They might think like, oh, if I praise my partner too much, she's going to get a big... This is like early on. Or this is what Menace always says, but it's, he's just young. But no, I think he thinks so. If you tell a woman too much that she's whatever, she's going to think she... But it's like, no, like...
She's going to think what?
Like, she likes... She's... This is like early on when you're dating, but I guess, but if you tell a woman that you're really into her, that you think she's really beautiful, she's going to know that you're really into her and then take advantage of you.
That happened to Menace. That must have happened to him once or twice.
Yeah, so he's like a douchebag. It's one of those. It's
what?
No, I'm not. He's not. I love Menace. What I'm saying is there is a school of men, a school of thought that think that you have to be kind of douchey, to be kind of aloof.
You have to be able to hold your own for sure. I mean, yeah, you can't just be like a pushover and constantly like fawning over someone.
Right, but I think that probably Menace or his. I think that these people do think this way. But all I'm saying is that we all have a deep-rooted need to feel like our efforts are recognized. We do. No matter what we do, work, life, we're proud of it, right? And we want to feel like our partner sees our skills and talents and is proud of us. And I really think that that's true. Like if your partner, even if they don't have a traditional job or, you know, your husband is a stay-at-home dad and he just built a new deck and you think it's awesome, like you could say, like, how did you do that? Or if she's home during the day with the kids, I don't know what, not to be stereotypical, but you think – like people stop talking once they're together, and it's just to show interest in what your partner likes makes them feel good as well. So, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, even if it's not something directly that relates to you.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Them as an individual.
And I think for men, like, did he just do, like, if you talk about, like, did he do something great at work recently or did he put up a new bookshelf? Like, don't just, like, thank him. I think that men want to be praised.
Bookshelf.
And then they want to be bragged about to friends and family. So if you're at Thanksgiving dinner and your guy's probably not going to speak up and talk about the fact that he just got a raise or he won an award at work, it would probably make him feel good in front of his family and women too. Some if you brought it up. I think men like that more. Do you agree or disagree?
I do, but I'm stuck on bookshelf.
It makes them feel validated or preserves their ego. Hey, I'm setting the bar low.
You know how we call the glove box?
Yeah.
Because people used to put their gloves in there back in the day. That's what bookshelves are going to be because there's not going to be any books in the near future.
That's true.
And they're still going to be called bookshelves. Well, so like our kids' kids are going to be like, why do they call them bookshelves? What's a book?
Exactly.
That's going to be awesome.
Well, maybe they'll just change it, like store your
No, they'll still
stuff.
Call it like they do a glove box. I love that. I never thought of that before.
I never
Sorry.
Thought of that either. You're off-roaded. Genius. Off-roading is totally fine because I do that.
And you know what? If this isn't coming naturally to you either, and maybe you should take a look at your relationship. Maybe you just don't care about the person sitting across from you much.
Exactly.
If you don't even ask what their tattoo means.
It's so true. This is all like really – and this is good for if you're just starting a relationship too. So the next time you go out, you know, ask – I think a lot of people – I think they might not do it for several reasons. I think on the first date, a lot of people talk about themselves a lot because they're nervous and they don't – You know, I've gone out
and people
guys.
Love to talk about themselves because they're an expert.
So if you're a guy or a woman, whatever, who's anxious or not anxious, like uncomfortable dating and you know, ask questions. Where'd you from? Do you brothers and sisters? I mean, you can go on and on and on. I do this all the time. It's not even because I'm nervous. I'm just actually really curious. So, and you know, ask questions. It's good. It makes them feel validated.
And you get to know the other person sitting across from you too. If they just take the ball and run with it and they're just, and it's an hour later, they're still talking about themselves. Hey. Yeah. Look at that person. That's what they are.
Exactly. And then you know all the answers. Like, don't be coy and don't, but you must really be interested if you're sitting there. Like, and also, you never know what you're going to learn from someone either. So look at it as an opportunity to learn. Even if you're like, I'm not interested in this person, just make sure there's a natural balance, like a give and take when you're on dates and stuff like that. And also notice the small things. So like making a cup of coffee or remembering to TiVo your favorite show, TiVo. Isn't it funny? People still have TiVo.
I still have a TiVo, so it makes sense.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
Yeah, they have an option with DirecTV. You can still get a brand new TiVo. I love them. I love TiVo more than DVR.
My DirecTV thing gets filled up because I never watch TV. But
why do you even have one? Just get rid of it. Put a dildo display case where your TV is.
I already have dildos like all over in other places that they shouldn't. Wait, I was going to say something else about my oven, but I don't have dildos in my oven because I don't have an oven. But
That's where I keep your sex book.
In your oven?
Yes.
Cool. So wait, I was going to say that... TiVo, wait,
hot.
Back up. So can my DirecTV, can I get more memory on it?
I don't know. This feels like TV. We're way off road now, more than the bookshelf.
Okay, so also here's another thing, guys.
Yes, there's many, like the genie. You should maybe look into the genie.
Just text me that. Okay, if you, so again, you guys, holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving, be thankful. If you want to appreciate your partner, you know, just think about some of these things. Like, I haven't told her lately that I appreciate this or that, or, you know, ask them some questions about things that you, because a lot of times I think, again, making assumptions, we make assumptions that they don't want to talk about it, so we don't ask, or we make assumptions that it's something that's too intimate, but I don't know. They'll let you know if it's too intimate, but I think a lot of times it can be seen as not caring. So it's good to just ask questions and do that. And also, if you want to treat that person special, that special person in life, to a luxury sex toy they've been coveting. Again, I'm not, Good Vibes has never done this before. 25% off their entire site. This cyber, whatever, whatever Monday, the Friday of the Monday. And then Emily and Tony, 30% off everything, emilyandtony.com. So do that special thing too. So how are we doing, Anderson?
We are doing fine.
Do you feel like there's more stuff that you could do now to appreciate your partner?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like, and it works for both ways too. You can figure out by, you know, using some of the tips you just gave, if the person sitting across from you is wrong as well. It's not just about, you know, making your relationship better. It's maybe figuring out if the relationship's right.
That's true too. God, we learned a lot tonight. Okay, Anderson, thank you so much. And I'm thankful for you and happy Thanksgiving. And thank you, everyone. Remember, go to my website, check it out, and look at all the great deals that I have and all the fun things happening. Sign up for the mailing list. I love you all. Grateful for you. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.